McLaughlin up here for the complainant.
The defendant, as I understand, is outside. It's the defendant's application had the complainant's ADA set aside.
Yes, ADA matter number 25, Julie Passas.
Yes.
Have her call, please.
I appear for Miss Booksmart. In any case, it's contested, but there is an application we saw today.
Well, the reasons outlined in the application are really reasons I would have thought to issue one's own complaint. Not to seek to have this one removed.
Is that
yes, Ms. Passas? Now, Ms. Passas, do you have any solicitor appearing for you today?
No, Your Worship.
Now, the orders were made at this court on the 7th of March.
That's correct.
By consent?
Yes, Your Worship.
And you were represented at that time?
Yes, Your Worship.
The application to revoke the order now is on the grounds set out in the application. Have you sought to take any complaint out against Ms. Brooks-Meyer yourself?
Your Worship, I don't know if you're aware that I'm a local government councillor and it's been
stressful. I'm not concerned with your position, ma'am.
Well, I was...
I want to know on what basis are you making this application? Have you considered taking out your own complaint against Ms. Brooks-Meyer, yes or no?
No, Your Worship,
well, that's
I just
probably
wanted...
That's probably the thing you need to do, because the basis on which you're asking this to be revoked is because you have been subject to harassment. That's not sufficient reason to have this matter revoked, especially when you have consented to the order in the first place.
The order, Your Worship, that when I came down to the counter downstairs, I sought some advice from the magistrate. I have paperwork here from the police, and I was led to believe today that I could, the police would be here. I do have evidence, and if the court permits me to...
No, it's not a question for evidence at this stage, ma'am. The reason why you're seeking to have the order that you consented to be revoked is because of the problems you say you had with the other person's behaviour. That itself would really be grounds for initiating your own complaint against her. Do you understand?
Yes, but I don't want to take up the court's time on these type of things. I know that there is sufficient evidence, I do have it, that this lady does not have any reason to fear me. I'm talking about the reason I came to the court to have it revoked. I have proof that she has no reason to fear me. The police initially had taken out the interim order, and I cannot understand why now the police have washed their hands of the issue. And I have to go back again and seek legal, pay legal money. I have paid thousands of dollars, and I am in the hands of the court. I have a witness here. I have paperwork from the police officers. What occurred on the day that should prove that this lady is dishonest and has no fear of me whatsoever. I am not here to take up hours and days of busy courts, and I do not have any more finances to pay barristers.
Your Worship, can I make some remarks?
Yes, Mr. Quickly.
The fact of the matter is that the ABA that was consented to in March of this year was on the basis of a statement made, that is, you're dead, following a council meeting. Now, that was consented to.
Without admission.
And in my respectful submission, pursuant to subsection 4A, section 562, capital F, as Your Worship would know, in order to entertain any revocation application, there must be a change in circumstances. Now, that is the basic allegation upon which the ADA orders were made. Can I just indicate that, in my respectful submission, my reading of the grounds are actually somewhat different, if anything. Nothing's occurred. You have a crossing of the paths in a toilet, apparently. There's certainly nothing there which would suggest any harassment or any other similar activity on behalf of my client. You have the an alleged smirking. And you have the one of the grounds referring to my client being scared. So the difficulty, as I see it, for the defendant, is that there's been no change in circumstances. And indeed, the grounds actually refer to my client being scared. So what the defendant now puts is with respect, inconsistent with the grounds filed. So my submission is that it's clear that pursuant to that subsection, this is an application the court should decline to hear. And I should also indicate this, that my instructions are that any hearing would take in excess of 4 days. And there'd be a number of witnesses called. So, for those reasons, I ask that it be struck out today. And I'm also struck to put the defendant on notice that certainly a cost application will be made should the matter proceed. And the defendant's unsuccessful in having the ABA revoked. But in my respectful submission, it doesn't get that far.
Now, Ms. Passos, your application says that you're seeking to have the order made by consent in March revoked on the basis I am being harassed by the complainant. Now, that is a cop's entry in relation to what happened at Downing Centre, and really there's nothing there that I can see apart from a perceived smirk.
Your Worship, I cannot understand today.
Courts are open. Courts are available for any members of the public.
I understand that. But, Your Worship, this lady says she fears me, she's terrified of me, and she comes down to an area and a place that she knows I will be there. She was not a witness, she wasn't a party to the proceedings, and I am somewhat shocked and so upset that I'm hearing of cost hearings. I believe that the police rang through the interim order. How come now this is a civil case between Mrs. Brooks Maher and myself? That's why I have no legal representation. What is happening here, Your Worship? I do not understand this. Why have the police washed their hands of the issue? They initially...
Well, because they've got better things to do.
I can understand that. Well, why did not the police advise Mrs. Brooksmart to take out a civil AVO? Now the police have washed their hands of it?
Look, I'm not here to answer your question. This is not a government forum, okay?
Who answers them, Your Worship?
Just listen to me, ma'am. I'm suggesting that your grounds for revocation do not comply with what is required. There's no change in circumstances, okay? The incident complained of is nothing. If you have genuine concerns about the other lady, you can take out your own complaint.
I'm not saying I'm afraid of her, Your Worship, but I'm with what I have, the documentation, I have a witness if he could address the court.
No, I'm not concerned with what happened on that day, okay? This is not a day where we need witnesses.
But this lady is not in fear of me. She would not follow me to a place that she had no business to be at.
Ma'am, the complaint originally was admitted to, or the...
Without...
Listen to me, please. Don't butt in. I know. Without admissions of any liability or fault by you, consented to an order.
I had no more money for barristers, Your Worship.
For whatever reason, ma'am, I'm not concerned with it. For a period of 12 months. That is, that you're not engaged in conduct that intimidates her or any other person having a domestic relationship with her, not to stalk her and not to assault, molest, harass, threaten or otherwise interfere with her. That is the order that was made, and that is the order that is enforced as of 12 months from the 7th of March 2003.
So, Your Worship, she can follow me and come to where I am. Where is the fear? This is not the Australia I know. This is not the justice that I was brought up with.
Thank you, Your Worship.
Look, there's no votes to be gained by making a little speech from your platform,
Your Worship,
there, ma'am.
I'm not given the opportunity to show what I have. I'm led to believe the police took out the AVO. Now I have legal representation.
I have not dealt with the matter, ma'am. Do you wish to hear me further, or do you wish to make another political statement?
It's not a political statement, Your Worship.
If you want to whinge, you whinge outside. I've got many people here I have to deal with.
Well, this
I resent spending one more second on your matter. You have not outlined sufficient grounds, no changes.
I'm not an experienced legal person.
The application is revoked.
Thank you, Your Worship.
The application is dismissed to revoke. I'm not satisfied there's any change of circumstances.
Thank you, Your Worship, but you will not give me the chance to ask why it was taken out or to show you proof that this
man
has no fear.
Get out of this courtroom, ma'am, please. It's not my function to do all that, okay?
I
decline to make any application in relation to costs, Mr. McLaughlin, okay? Both parties are excused.
You've been denied justice,
sir. You just come back here, thank you, sir. Who are you? Who are you, sir?
My name is Jack O'Regan.
And what did you just say?
And I'm disgusted to see the way that lady has been treated. She came here to present a case on her own. She's got no help. And she
sir, I suggest that before anybody comes in this court, they get appropriate legal advice in relation to what they're doing. You have no legal training, I take it?
No, which?
You have no legal training?
No, that's true.
Well, make sure you get your facts right in relation to it. The matter has been determined because there's no proper grounds in accordance with the legislation.
You have not the grounds to be submitted.
May I just say this?
Go downstairs, get somebody downstairs to try and explain to these people who are holding up this court, otherwise I'll have you both charged with contempt of this court. And you can take them downstairs, get somebody downstairs to explain it to them.
Just for the record.
Ms. McLaughlin, you foreshadowed the application costs. I'm declining any application costs. You're both excused.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes, next matter.
You were submitted for the matter.